Good evening. Halloween night, 1973. So far this very special night, the hobgoblins, the witches, the warlocks, the scary and scared little people have ventured through familiar yet strange neighborhood territory, seeking their treats through veiled threats of tricks. Now we hope their outdoor adventure is successful. They are all home, safe, and sound, set for a different evening of radio entertainment. A slightly different kind of radio. This Halloween night marks the 8th anniversary of KB15's popular Halloween tradition. All-time great horror classics. When we say all-time great horror classics, we take some license with flattery, because most of these classics have been written by members of this radio station staff. Tonight also marks the 6th consecutive year KB15 has aired H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. WKBW's War of the Worlds, produced and performed by present and past WKBW radio and TV people, is our best known and most requested Halloween feature. Requests for copies of KB's War of the Worlds have come in from across the country, and we have answered more than 300 of them, from connoisseurs of radio classics to incredulous parents and curious students. War of the Worlds, the story of a Martian invasion, has been accepted in various awards competitions, has won some, lost some. But more important, we think, is the fact that the program can be found in the tape libraries of schools across the nation, used in sociology classes to help students learn more about human behavior. Human behavior. Not the performers in the dramatization, but how the public reacts to a broadcast dramatization. 6 years ago, prior to making the decision to air War of the Worlds, we felt the panic and mass hysteria which accompanied Orson Welles' original of the H.G. Wells classic in the 30s could not possibly be repeated in a modern society. The public was too sophisticated. Mass communications highly developed. Nevertheless, tonight, you have a chance to hear it all again. You've been warned. Tonight on KB15, you'll also hear an original WKBW production entitled The Vampires. This story somewhat tastefully traces the history and lore of vampirism. It's a drama especially written for radio and for you. The Vampires features Arlene Bunis and me. I'm Jim McLaughlin. Following the vampires tonight comes the darkness. Of an old Arch Bluer radio drama featuring the terrifying use of surgeon's gloves and a lunch pail. Don Burns and Pat Riley star in The Darkness. Next, The Monkey's Paw, an all-time horror classic. And I must say, superbly done by members of the KB radio and television family. And finally, a sprinkling of other Halloween night goodies, including a piece written by Dan Nevereth. It's called The Bed. And something new. People, places, and things. UFOs. There you have tonight's lineup of events. And now, to set the mood. While we listen to the news, everyone gather round the radio. You remember the good old days. A flickering candle can add so much. Please make yourself comfortable, receptive, and don't turn around. If you don't turn around, it will go away. In the semi-darkness, it's coming. But don't turn around. It will go away. It's just my imagination. Or did that candle just give a sudden flicker? Must be a dream. It's just my imagination. But what about your imagination? Tonight, Let us take you into a new world of your imaginative mind. What was that in the corner? Nothing. Must be just my imagination. Just my imagination. Tonight we hope to bring you into a new and totally fascinating world. Tonight. But don't turn around. Keep perfectly still and silent. Ah, I can see it.
See it.
A hairy, scaly arm with long, curving, hideous nails is trying to reach your neck. But don't turn around.
The imagination.
It can trick you, eh? See and feel things that don't exist. Breathing life into darkness and darkness into breath. Let it go. Let it go. It's all you'll need on KB-15 this Halloween night. Stay tuned now for War of the Worlds on KB-15.